You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
A tweet went viral a couple of weeks ago because it explained something about adjectives that many people didn't realize they already knew.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth. Joining me now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Hello, Rebecca.
So let's talk about this tweet. People are calling this things like the rule we all follow without even realizing it. And basically, it says that adjectives in English have to be in a certain order in a sentence. Opinionated adjectives come first, then size, age, shape, color, etc. For example, you'd say someone has beautiful big blue eyes, not blue big beautiful eyes, which sounds kind of strange. And people are going nuts over this. But I'm assuming the rule was probably already on your radar.
You are right in assuming that. And I love it when linguistics goes viral. This is a fact about something that English speakers know about adjectives. Native English speakers learned this intuitively when they were children, and this was all over the news. It was a tweet from Matthew Anderson at the BBC, and he was actually quoting an excerpt from Mark Forsyth's book, The Elements of Eloquence. Now, what's interesting about the excerpt is that it outlines the rule that you just gave us, and then it says, if you mess with that word order in the slightest, you'll sound like a maniac.
Oh, no.
And the example you gave us is really nice because it shows us that if we said she had blue, big, beautiful eyes, people would look at you and think, why are your adjectives all mixed up?
It sounds a little peculiar.
Yeah. And it's a great example of the kind of grammatical knowledge that linguists are interested in. Because we're interested in what do you know as a speaker to be able to create utterances that sound grammatical to other people. This is not the kind of knowledge that tends to show up in usage guides or grammar books. This is the quiet knowledge, and I think that's why people were so interested. Now, the great thing is that overall the rule is generally true, that it holds a lot of the time that adjectives come in that order. But it is not true to say that if they ever come in a different order, you will sound like a maniac. Because, in fact, there are a good number of exceptions where the adjectives can come in a different order. So if we think about size tends to come before color. So you get a little gray cat, not a gray little cat. In theory, according to this, size would come before material. So that would suggest that you would say a little furry cat. But I would tend to say a furry little cat. Another exception that people talk about a lot is the big bad wolf.
Yeah, that was the first one that came to my mind.
Yeah, because in the formula, opinion comes first, so that would be bad, and then comes size, so it should be the bad big wolf.
That's just wrong.
But we're all thinking, it's the big bad wolf. There have been some great responses to the tweet. Simon Horobin from Oxford wrote a piece on The Conversation, which is an academic blog, and he noted that studies show that the rule holds about 78% of the time. But you'll certainly get exceptions. Stephanie Wolf did a test looking at real-time examples and found that one place you might get exceptions is longer adjectives will tend to come second. So you will get something like a long, intelligent book as opposed to an intelligent, long book.
Okay. All right. That's a little easier to follow.
Yeah. So what I love about this is it's alerting us to this grammatical knowledge that we carry around and don't give ourselves credit for. I can also reassure you that if at times a different adjective order sounds right to you, you will not sound like a maniac.
Well, Anne, I'm going to go rogue here, and I'm going to say have a relaxing, nice Sunday.
Thank you.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan and the author of Fixing English, Prescriptivism and Language History. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.